Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years in real time, exactly 30 years later. Welcome to January 1993. Usually here at Britpop History, we focus on a particular release by a British band that was important in the development of the Britpop scene. However, looking back at January 93, I'm not going to lie, I'm struggling a bit. There were a few hits from British indie bands we'll get on to discuss, but nothing that would really tick that box. What we do see, however, is a bunch of American alternative artists that had hits throughout January. So I thought for today we'll look at a few of those. Normal service will be resumed next month as Pulp, Suede and The Auteurs all have singles out. In the news, Bill Clinton is inaugurated as the 42nd President of the United States and Maya Angelou becomes the first African-American and woman to recite a poem at a presidential inauguration.
Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's face. Your country, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
At the Golden Globes, Al Pacino wins Best Actor for his performance in Scent of a Woman, and at Super Bowl 27, the Dallas Cowboys defeat the Buffalo Bills 52-17. In the UK box office, The Bodyguard remained the number one film throughout January, but getting a limited release on the 15th of January was an independent film helmed by a first-time director that had been a hit at the previous year's Sundance Festival. That director was Quentin Tarantino, and the film was Reservoir Dogs.
Hear your names, Mr. White, Mr. Blonde, Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Who cares what your name is?
Yeah, that's easy for you to say. You're Mr. White. You have a cool-sounding name.
Let's go to work.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right.
What happens if the manager won't give you the diamonds?
Cut off one of his fingers. The little one.
I'm so scared in case I fall out of the chair.
If they hadn't done what I told them not to do, they'd still be alive.
It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. I'm all over the place.
You're acting like a first-year thief. I'm acting like a professional.
And your family are coming. Slap you on the back and say,
choice you've been doing 10 years. Taking out some stupid mother. Ain't no choice at all.
Bam.
You're under arrest, sugar.
Harvey Keitel, Tim Roth, Chris Penn, Steve Buscemi, Lawrence Tierney, and Michael Madsen. They're the Reservoir Dogs.
Hey, Joe, want me to shoot this guy?
As well as topping the UK box office, the UK singles charts also continued to be dominated by Whitney Houston, as I Will Always Love You remained number one throughout January. However, there were some notable songs first hitting the charts in January, including No Limit by 2 Unlimited, and a song that would go on to achieve iconic status 4 years later, when it would be used as the Labour Party's election song, Dee Reams' Things Can Only Get Better.
Then you say, fuck my breath. Now I found you.
and things were certainly getting better for a lot of alternative American acts. As in the wake of Nirvana's huge success, a number of artists scored their biggest hits this month. Former Husker Du guitarist and vocalist Bob Mould's new band Sugar had released the excellent album Copper Blue via Creation Records the previous September. And as mentioned last episode, it was chosen as the best album of 1992 by NME, beating REM's Automatic for the People into second place. January saw the release of the single If I Can't Change Your Mind, hitting number 30 in the UK and becoming Bob's biggest UK hit. The most surprising hit at the time was certainly heavy rockers Faith No More's relatively faithful take of the Commodores' I'm Easy. The song had started out as a live cover, replacing their usual cover of War Pigs as a wind-up to the fans who were expecting to hear the Black Sabbath monster. Easy would go on to reach number 3 in the UK charts, becoming their biggest hit, over here at least.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone on the barrel. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy.
Dinosaur Jr. also had their biggest UK hit with Start Choppin', the second single from their fifth studio album, Where You Been. The track also reached number 3 on the modern rock tracks in the US, and it was certainly their most radio-friendly moment, its success helped by getting regular play on the alternative rock shows on MTV. That was back when MTV played music videos. Tanya Donnelly, formerly of Throwing Muses and The Breeders, started her own band Belly in 1992, and their debut EP hit number 1 in the UK indie chart that year. The single Feed the Tree was released in January 1993, hitting number 32. The biggest indie hit of the month came from Irish band The Frankenwalters with After All. Ian Brody had put together a radio edit of the song, and following a performance on Top of the Pops, they scored the biggest hit of their careers, reaching number 11.
After all, I really love you. After all that we've been through, I know that we're fine, and our love gets pushed to the side. Still it ends alright. After all, I really need you.
Other indie hits of the month included Catherine Wheel's guitar-laden reworking of the Scott Walker tune 30th Century Man, Pop Will Eat Itself with Get the Girl, Kill the Baddies, and Sultans of Ping with You Talk Too Much. Another big indie song hitting the charts was Sweet Harmony by The Beloved. The Beloved had started out as a post-punk new wave band in 1983, but as did so many of their contemporaries such as Primal Scream, they shifted to a more dance-infused sound in the late 80s as the acid house scene started to make an impact. The track Sweet Harmony was notable not just for being a fantastic slice of blissful dance indie pop, but also for the video, which saw singer John Marsh sat naked, surrounded by beautiful naked women. In the pre-internet days, that was always an exciting one to catch on the chart show or on MTV, if you knew anyone who had Sky yet. Fun fact, one of the naked girls is Strictly host Tess Daly. Meanwhile in Manchester, Oasis played their first gig of the year on January the 5th at the Boardwalk, supporting The Essence, whoever they are. This was apparently the first performance of Rock and Roll Star. Anyway, thank you for listening to episode 10 of Britpop History. Join us next time to look back at February 1993 as some Britpop big hitters come out swinging. See you next time. Tonight